Okay, good afternoon, everybody, and thank you very much for joining together as we conclude Simen Shin Nun and begin and finish Simen Shin Nun Aleph today. Today we are doing page Resh Dalet Amud Aleph, so we are up to Simen Shin Nun Si'if Beis. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Lo Yamradim Rishus Rabbim V'yashin or Yorok Rishus Yachin or B'karmelus O'Ipcha. A person should not stand in a Rishus Rabbim and either urinate or spit into a Rishus Yachin or into a Karmelus or vice versa. Afilim Hotzi Piv V'amas Aluchot. And that's even if when you're standing in the Rosh Hashanah, you stick your head into the Rosh Hashanah and you spit there, still it's asr to do. And the same with urinating, it's asr to do that, even if the body part that from which you urinate is stuck in, is put into the Rosh Hashanah that one is urinating into. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'yashtin or Yarok, the Masha Motzi Hashasin Arok Migufo, Zemikri Akira. The Akira is done when the saliva or the urine comes from one's body. V'im Hishtin Arok, Chayiv Chatas. And therefore, it's an akira, a transference of rishos, a hanacha. So it's a malacha daraisa. The machshavtu shutzarich lizem mashvila makom vavikilu akar mimakom shuar ba tvachim. It's considered as if you did an akira from a place that's four tvachim, even though your mouth is not four tvachim when you're spitting. But since you're machshiv that the need to remove this phlegm from your body, that gives it a sense of a makom. O bekarmelis to give it the rishos rishos who is daraisa mele bekarmelis nami also called. Because anything that's asr on a daraisa level, if it were a rishus rabbim, is going to be asr on a drabanan level if it's a karmelis. And the same would be true, by the way, even if it doesn't go from one rishus to another, but it just travels for amos in a rishus rabbim or for amos in a karmelis on a drabanan level. And then the Shulchan Aruch had said that even if piva amos aluchutz, even if one sticks out his mouth or his ama to the other rishus, the laws even basr. We don't look at where the stream is emerging from the body. Rather, we look at the place where it is, where the akira is happening, the body that it's coming from, and the body is still in another rishus. And even when it comes to your mouth, even though if you stick your head into another rishus, you would think, okay, the saliva is coming from my mouth, so it's already in this rishus. No. It's coming from the body, and the body is in the other rishos. Now the Shulchan Aruch sounds like he holds that even if it's a karmelis, we aser even if you stuck your head out into the other rishus and you spat there. Now the Biragrad just points out that wait just a second. The idea that if you stick your head into the other rishus and then spit, it's far from obvious that you're chayiv in such a case. Meaning that is something the Gemara raises as a possibility and leaves it as a teku. So that remains a suffik. So if that's the case, yesh lanu lahakel b'zeh b'karmelis tu sveka drabanan, then when you do that in a karmelis, it turns from a suffik daraisa into a suffik drabanan. And we know that suffik drabanan lakula. So if a person sticks his head out of rishos yachid into rishos harabim and spits there, it's a suffik whether that's aser, so he passes on suffik daraisa l'chumra. But if a person sticks his head out from rishos yachid into a karmelis and sticks and spits there, that's a suffik derabanan, so suffik derabanan lukula. Uken shepasuk shulchan aruch bekenza lel simen shin gimel sivchav gimel ayin sham. And the shulchan aruch had some similar piskei halacha to this, so that's why the Bir Agra disagrees with the mechaber over here, who's machmir even in a karmelis in such a case. Siv gimel ruko shenitlos bepivu muchal nazarko. If you have saliva that is already gathered in your mouth and you're ready to spit it out, yesh mishom shleil charbamus brishusad matshiyaruk. Some say you should not walk with that in your mouth for amos in a rishus rabbim until you spit it out. Mishabru muchal nazarko ayin bal yaraba shakasav didavka kishkvar nisapich harok bepivah omidlatzes. That's only if it's really ready to be spit out. So yesh misha omer. So the lashon of yesh misha omer sounds like it's a das yachid. Avugav damachaber kasav yesh misha omer ein lozos mize shekain das kamarishonim. That the El Yaraba says even though the mechaber uses the lashon of yesh misha omer, he's serious about this. He says we follow this psak because many Rishonim hold this way. Shelo yelech arba amos, and this psak again is that if you have saliva gathered in your mouth, you should not walk 4 amos in Rosh Hashanah with that saliva gathered in your mouth. And if you're not allowed to walk 4 amos in Rosh Hashanah with it gathered in your mouth, you also shouldn't walk from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah or vice versa. And the reason is because it's considered a masui since it's destined to be spit out of one's mouth. Now Simon Shin Nun Aleph, which is just one si'if. Lo yamin adam Rosh Hashanah yichaber yodol lemaschila shu'tzinor oruch munach l'oruch hagag. A person should not stand in Rosh Hashanah and attach his hand to the edge of a gutter which runs along the length of a roof b'toch shol shetvachim samuch l'gag, when the gutter is within 3 tvachim of the gag and therefore is considered an extension of the gag, ulekabela mayim imena, to catch the water that's coming from the gutter. Because since this gutter is within 3 tvachim of the gag, it's considered part of the gag. The gag is a Rosh Hashanah. You're standing in a Rosh Hashanah, so you're catching the water from a Rosh Hashanah into the Rosh Hashanah. And that's whether it's 10 tvachim off the ground or less than 10 tvachim off the ground. But you're allowed to catch it from the airspace, even if your hand is within 3 tvachim of the stream. If the gutter protrudes out 3 tvachim away from the gag, or any typical pipe that protrudes 3 tvachim from the gag, so in such a case, for that, you could even attach your hand right to it and catch the water. That's, of course, provided that the space where of the gutter itself is not 4x4 tvachim, so it's not a reshus bifnei atzmo, and it's under 10 tvachim to the ground. But if it's less than 4, but if it is 4x4 tvachim, or even if it's less than 4x4 tvachim, but it's more than 10 tvachim off the ground, then aser. Then it's going to be aser. So that's the Mishnah Berurah. V'yichaber yadov v'yadin pivo kli. When we say that you attach your hand to the end of the drain of the gutter, it doesn't mean necessarily your hand, your mouth, kli, whatever. You're catching the water. L'maschila v'kolshken l'klod mayim al gabe akol. Certainly to catch water from a wall is going to be aser. So b'tok shlosh tvachim, we're saying that the pipe runs, the gutter runs within 3 tvachim of the roof. And that's why the gutter is considered an extension of the roof, because it's loved to the roof. And therefore it's as if you're carrying something from the roof, which is a Rosh Hashanah, to the Rosh Hashanah, that you are in. The maschil itself does not need to be 4 tvachim wide. It's part of a roof. The roof is more than 4 tvachim wide. But if it drains through the gutter off the roof, and you catch it mid air, more than 10 tvachim off the ground, so you're catching it in a makom ptur. And even if you're catching it less than 10 tvachim from the ground, that means you're catching it in a Rosh Hashanah, but you're in a Rosh Hashanah, so that's perfectly fine. So tok shlosh lemaschila to learn min bezalav v'gam delav yakir mimakom arba'a al arba'a. So this was going on where we said that even if your hand is within 3 tvachim of the maschila, we don't say that your hand is loved to the maschila, and it's not an akira from a place that's 4x4 tvachim. But then the Shulchan Aruch said that if the maschila protrudes out 3 tvachim, haisa maschila maschila nikrat. Typically, that's the way they would have the. We still do this, where you have a gutter that protrudes out more than 3 tvachim away from the roof, because you don't want water damage on the walls of the house. So you want it to drop the water at some distance from the roof. Then you could attach your hand right to the end of it, because it's not considered part of the roof anymore, since it's more than 3 tvachim away. She'ein behem. So this is going on where we said that if it doesn't have 4x4 tvachim, the chashim makom ptur, and that's why it's a makom ptur. But yesh behem. Rabban, Tavi Kekarmelis, but if it is 4x4 Tvachim where it's a Karmelis, or Afilu Ein Ben Vein Lamala, but or even if it's less than 4 Tvachim, but it's more than 10 Tvachim off the ground, the Gazrin and Shemiya Ben Rochav Arbal Arba, Vavirush Siachav Yasser, then we're going to be Gozer, that maybe it's going to one day be 4x4 Tvachim, in which case it will be Rosh Siachav, and will for sure be Yasser for you to catch from there into a Rosh Hashanah. So to review what we learned today, Shin Nun Sif Beis, we said that one shouldn't stand in a Rosh Hasharabim and either urinate or spit into a Rosh Hashayachid or a Karmelis or vice versa. And the Shulchan Aruch said you're not even allowed to do that if you stick your mouth out into the other Rishos. But there's a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Gra. If you stick your mouth out into a Karmelis, can you then spit into that Karmelis? The Mechaber seems to be Machmir, the Gra seems to be Mekil. And then in Siv Gimel we said that once you have saliva that's gathered in your mouth, ready to be spit out, you shouldn't walk 4 amos, even though it's Yesh Mishomer, everyone agrees. You should not walk more than 4 amos in a Rosh Hasharabim, nor go from Rosh Hashayach to Rosh Hasharabim, or vice versa. And then in Shinun Aleph, we learned that if a person is catching water off of a gutter, and the gutter is part of the Gag, and the guy catching it is in a Rosh Hasharabim, that is highly problematic. If the gutter is not considered part of the Gag, and so then you are able to catch the water, provided that the gutter is less than 4x4 tvachim, but if the gutter is 4x4 tvachim, or even if it's less than 4x4 tvachim, but it's lamala me'asara, then it's going to be aser. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Simon, Shin Nun Beis, Si'if Aleph, and we'll see maybe Beis as well. Everyone have a wonderful evening. Thank you so much for joining.